It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife, Linda, for their faithful obedience to the Lord in their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome to American Family Radio Share-a-thon. It's the hour of At the Core. Glad to be with you today on the program. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. Our theme is living water out of John 7, verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. That's what we receive when we believe in Jesus unto salvation. We receive the Holy Spirit and living water. Spiritual living water is what we receive. I've got Rick in with me again today. Yes, the Texan. Is in with me today. Again.
That means Texans get on the phone right now. Start calling in. We got to show up today, folks.
Hey, we need the Longhorn State, too. They're part of the union as well. And then
maybe not for long, but yeah, yes. No, I'm not for secession. I say we stay together.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I just want to know if Texas is in the blue corner or the red corner. And,
So Texas versus the Union again today. Here we are, folks. Can Texas beat the other 49?
That's the challenge. Right. You did stack that against me yesterday.
That's the challenge we have.
Texas versus Mississippi? What's wrong? No. Walker, why you need help from other states?
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with a little teamwork. We have humility, Rick. We know we need others.
Smart to build coalitions, yeah. I will say. Yes,
that's right. Yes. Hey, we got Rob West of Faith and Finance in with us as well. Rob, welcome.
Gentlemen, great to be with you.
Yes, you and I were together this morning.
We
had a good show, good hour this morning during the 9 o'clock hour central. And here we are, folks. This is our spring share-a-thon. And we need you to call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Now, gentlemen, yesterday, Rick, yesterday.
Or AFR.net.
Or AFR.net.
We showed
That's
how
right.
easy that was yesterday on the phone in
yes.
just a few seconds.
AFR.net. You know, yesterday, we had a good hour at the 1 o'clock hour. We took 346 calls, brought in about $40,000 during the 1 o'clock hour. So we need to repeat that today. We need to do well, show At the Core listeners, show everyone that you guys are engaged, you're in tune, you care about the ministry of American Family Radio, and you want to donate. 877-616-2396, AFR.net, AFR.net. Rick?
Well, we joke around a lot, and we make this a fun competition, but in all seriousness, this is a vitally important week, not just for AFR, but for all the ministries that American Family supports, including mine at Patriot Academy and so many others out there, 8 days. I mean, just go down the list. So it's a really, really important week. Everybody out there that's listening, when you call in and give that $10 or $100 or $50, whatever you can, you're making a big difference. It's an important investment in freedom. It's an important investment in the culture. Mm. It's an important investment in the gospel. And most people, when they give, they don't get to necessarily see firsthand the results. We're blessed on the show to get to interview the people that are out there, you know, being the hands and feet of Christ all over the country. But I just want to, you know, encourage people that are calling in this hour and throughout the day to think about what you're doing, because it is a blessing that you may not get to see the result, but I can promise you there are so many heroes out there fighting for truth, fighting to save lives, whether it's the life issue literally or you know, after a hurricane or whatever it is. There's so many different things that these donations are going to help, and it's good fruit that you're going to get from your investment. And I'll say this as a little bit of an outsider and also a little bit of an insider, is that you're making your investment with people that are good stewards.
Yeah.
There are a lot of ministries out there that you don't know what happens to the money. You don't know whether or not they're doing whatever they were supposed to do. Not so with American Family. Everything's above board. Everything's reported. Everything's audited. And, you know, I've seen nothing like I've seen in other ministries where there's no waste, there's no flaunting, there's no, you know, it's just, I'm just so glad to be a part of this, Walker. It's such a refreshing thing after seeing a lot of different things over my few years that I've been around, that you guys really have been good stewards with what God's given you.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, Rob, you know, when we, Rick's talking about investments, when we think of investments, you know, a lot of people try to confine investments into, well, you know, I'm going to get in the stock market and I'm going to do this in my 401k. But there's a lot of ways to invest. You can even invest in ministries and people and organizations like American Family Radio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I love this idea that we take what God has entrusted to us, and now we're the stewards of it. So we're the money managers for the King of Kings. And yeah, we should support our families. And even in 1 Timothy, we see we should enjoy God's provision to us. But what jumps off the page in Scripture is that we're to be generous, that we're to hold it loosely, and that we can actually be connected back into God's activity through our giving. And that's what you're doing when you call 877-616-2396 or you go to AFR.net. You're saying, I want to take a portion of what God has entrusted to me, and I want to be a pipeline right back into his activity. And here's the reality. You know, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You're going to listen to this station differently.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to AFR.net streaming differently because my heart's there.
Yeah.
I'm invested in the life change that's happening through the gospel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we do want our audience to feel a sense of ownership. We want you to feel a sense of ownership in the ministry, and you can do that. You can feel that sense of ownership by donating during this three-day share-a-thon. This is day two. We've only got a day left after this.
Right.
We need you to come alongside us. AFR.net, AFR.net. That's the quickest and easiest way to donate is AFR.net. Takes you just about a minute or two. But we're standing by for your calls as well. We'll be glad to take your calls. We've got volunteers and employees in the call center ready to go at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. This is Founders Day on American Family Radio, and we wouldn't be here today without my grandfather and his work in the early days of the ministry and for nearly 30-plus years investing in American Family Association. Let's listen to a clip on Founders Day.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I think one of the things that has always impressed me about Brother Don is he's the type of leader that demonstrates what a person should be when it comes to having a servant's heart. And, you know, I remember the early days when I came in here about 22 years ago. I remember him being first in and last out at night. That's the kind of work ethic that Brother Don has. He'd be first in, and he'd adjust that thermostat, overnight, because when he left the night before, he kind of turned it down so that he wouldn't be wasting electricity. That's the kind of servant's heart he had. It was all about the ministry. His ongoing concern about, we had people who are donating to this ministry, and he was going to be a good steward of their funds. But also, the second aspect of that, if he expected you to work hard, is because he worked hard. And so he was always there to inspire you to give your very best every day, because what you were doing for the Lord.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR.
All right, folks, now is your opportunity to step up to the plate. We want you to be a part of this ministry. This truly is a listener-supported ministry. We need your calls now. We need your financial support. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. AFR.net is that URL. AFR.net is that URL. You know, Rick, yesterday, for those who weren't listening, you told a story about a gentleman up in Connecticut that came to one of your events, heard about it from AFR.
Yeah.
But there truly are lives are being impacted, not just directly from AFR listening to the broadcast, but maybe they attend an event they hear about. Lives are truly being impacted out
there. Well, a lot of things that we do through American Family Association, some may look at that initially and say that's not necessarily the gospel, but it is. It's living out the gospel. It's all the different areas that churches used to be involved in but aren't anymore, and this is one of them. It's education about biblical worldview and the Constitution and how to be a good biblical citizen. And this pastor out of Connecticut, I had run into him at the Ark, actually. I was there with Kirk Cameron, and we were doing an event, and this guy comes up, and he says, "Man, I'm a pastor in Connecticut," and this guy showed up for the biblical citizenship class and said, "I'm an atheist, I don't agree with any of you guys on your faith stuff, but but the left hates you, and so if they hate you, I must need to team up with you. And so he comes to the class about 3 weeks in. He gives his life to the Lord. Fifth week, they baptize him. And so the gospel is shared through a lot of different ways and lived out a lot of different ways. And, of course, we know the Great Commission is not just to get folks to walk the aisle, but make disciples. And,
yes.
and you do that in every area of life. There's not a single area of our life that Jesus is not Lord over. And so having these areas that we can teach people and be a blessing to them is important. And that's why the donations, when you give today, I love the way we're doing this, by the way. It's not a, if you don't give today, the lights are going to go off or the cars are going to, you know.
It's not a closing out sale.
Right. This is, you can be a joyful giver today.
That's right.
Because you know American Family is a good steward and that it's being multiplied. It's people are actually taking these dollars and going out into the field and multiplying those ministries. So it's a fun thing to give to, actually.
It is. You know, my grandfather always said, if we're doing God's work, the money will come in. The money will take care of itself if we're doing God's work. So to your point, Rick, we're not begging. We're not saying that we're going to shut down if you don't donate. We're just simply saying, look, God is using American Family Radio. We're being obedient to what my grandfather set this ministry up for, and we want you to be a part of it. And we need you. I mean, we'll say that straight up.
Yeah,
we need financial supporters to say, hey, I love AFR. I love AFA. I want to donate so you guys can keep things going strong. 877-616-2396. That's a number to call in right now during this hour, 877-616-2396, AFR.net, AFR.net. That's how you can donate online as well. You know, Rob, you take calls each day on the program Faith and Finance at the 9 o'clock hour, at Central at least, 10 o'clock Eastern each day. And you get calls from all around the nation, but these people are genuinely engaged and they want to know, hey, how can I be a better steward of what God's given me?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And isn't that what we all want? We want to be found faithful. After we give our lives to Jesus and surrender our trust to Him as our Savior, it's about stewardship, right? We're stewards over our relationships and our time and over truth. We're stewards over our talents and skills. But yeah, we're stewards over our finances as well. And that's a big deal. That's a high calling that the Lord has placed upon our lives. It's not something we should be fearful about, because we go back to God's Word and we say, how should we view our lives through the lens of Scripture? And that's what I love about American Family Radio, is everything that happens here, whether it's Bible teaching or music or equipping the family or equipping you to be an ambassador for Christ in the marketplace or in the culture or your finances, it's all going to happen from a biblical worldview. And as we celebrate Founders Day and your grandfather, Walker, you know, that was his heart from the very beginning. And folks, that's what you're partnering with us to do, is to keep this message loud and clear. Would you consider your gift and then respond right now? It's going to take all of us this hour. We're going to need a huge response. So let's get every volunteer on the phone. Let's click in at AFR.net. That number to call is 877-616-2396. Would you call right now with any gift? 877-616-2396.
You know, one thing, Rick, that I notice when I look around at different organizations is, of course, there's Christian ministries, Christian organizations. But there's other organizations out there that maybe call themselves conservative politically and ideologically, but they don't really find themselves tethering themselves to biblical truth. And that's why oftentimes we get people from kind of all walks of life with all different kind of ideologies and perspectives. And really much of what they talk about and proclaim is their opinion. And when you dig deeper, there's really not anything there as far as eternal value and eternal truth. But, Rick, one thing we want to stay focused on here at American Family Radio is tethering what we have to say about the issues of the day, rooting it all back to Scripture. That way it's not just, hey, this is what Rick thinks or this is what Walker thinks,
right,
but this is what God's Word says, and this is why it's important. That's genuinely, Rick, how we're going to make an eternal impact in this nation and around the world, is when we tether our thoughts and our actions on the Word of God and not shifting sand.
And when we don't, the founder said it over and over again, if you don't, then you become unmoored. So the fact that you use the word tethered is perfect, because if you don't have that foundation, that plumb line of truth that you can measure everything against, you become unmoored from those values and those morals, which is what's happened to the country.
Yeah.
But now that the church is stepping back in, people of faith are once again waking up and saying, you know what, I need to be salt and light, not just in my family and my work, but in my culture as well and all around me. And that's what we do here at American Family. You can be a part of it. The phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or you can give at AFR.net. And when you donate, every time you hear us talk about testimonials, every time I tell you about a Patriot Academy grad serving in Congress or a state legislature somewhere, you were part of that. You helped make that happen through your donation to America.
That's right. Hey, Abraham Hamilton III says we're called to create culture. That's what we're doing here at American Family Radio. We are creating culture in America, Christian, biblical culture, advancing it, salt and light. We'll be back in just a few. Go over to AFR.net and donate.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this Share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this Share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
First and foremost, thank you, Brother Don Wildman. Thank you for thinking of the future generations like me and starting the American Family Association. I have been an AFR listener for the past 5 years, and during that time, I have rededicated my life to Jesus Christ and also became a monthly supporter. I love sharing with people about all the awesome programs. Each show has helped me become more equipped as a believer. From getting caught up on the news and political issues of the day, dealing with real problems and how to work through them, learning more about the Bible by breaking it down one scripture at a time, and becoming more informed parents that better prepared when handling what this world is implementing on our children. I truly feel discipled to when listening to the American Family Radio program. I love you all, and again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the program. It's American Family Radio. You're listening to Walker Wildman here with you. Glad to be with you today on the program. Hey, AFR.net is the URL. You can donate. AFR.net is the URL. Or you can call now and donate 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. It's Wednesday. It's our second day of Share-a-thon. And, you know, if it was Thursday, I may or may not let Rick, you know, welcome us back into the show. But today's my day.
That's right.
This is the Mississippi
well,
day.
Well, now, wait a minute, Bobby. I didn't get to do yesterday, and Tuesday was supposed to be my day.
Well,
yeah.
He and I, Bobby and I colluded before the show.
I work for him.
Bobby doesn't forget who signs the check.
Yeah, right. Bobby and I colluded before the show, and I said, you know, keep his mic down at the opening. Yeah.
He may be younger, but I'm just a little bit wiser in that regard.
Yeah.
Rob's saying, I'm not getting in this fight. Yeah, man.
Well, I am looking at the board here, and I see a group of donors that have just recently given Christopher and Kimberly and Bill and Lisa. You know what they all have in common? Catherine. They're all from Texas.
Ooh, good stuff.
Hook them.
Good stuff.
Yes, come
on,
Texas.
We got to feed
Rick's
ego a little bit.
Plano, Texas. Man,
I see some piggybacking going on.
Hey, we do have a large radio presence in the state of Texas. A lot of supporters there, and we appreciate those. Hey, if you're from Texas and you want to call in and donate.
Now's the time.
Yeah, give Rick a little bit of kudos when you call in. Say, I'm calling in for Rick, 877-616-2396.
Sorry, yeah. I stepped on you there, brother.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, Alabama, West Virginia, Iowa. Man,
New
thank
York.
You, folks.
Wait,
what,
Slate,
New York?
Slate Hill, New York.
William.
We don't even have a station there,
thank
which
you,
means
William,
they're listening on the app.
Bowling Green, Virginia. I didn't know there was a Bowling Green, Virginia. Okay. Mm-hmm. Goodman, Missouri. Conroe, Texas. There's another Texas. Hey, folks, thank you. From all over the country.
Absolutely.
And even a lot of our listeners, you know, that aren't where we have a terrestrial station, but you listen online, thank you. And share the program. It's one of the things, you know, we've been talking about what people can do to invest, things they can do to have an impact. It's lives, fortune, sacred honor. Lives, that's your time. Take a little bit of time to share the programs, to become a Constitution coach, host people in your home at your church. There's lots you can do. Fortunes, yes, that's our money. It's just like Robbie was saying earlier, man. We've been given this blessing of living in the greatest, most, you know, wealthiest nation in the history of the world. And I said yesterday, even the poorest in America living better than kings did 200 years ago. So we are
absolutely
a blessed people. But as you said, Rob, there's a responsibility that comes with that, to be good stewards, to invest it wisely. This is a very wise investment when you donate to American Family.
Yeah, it's exactly right. 877-616-2396. And it's going to take take all of us. You know, we talked about this earlier, Walker. It would be one thing if one family or one foundation came in and underwrote this. We actually wouldn't want it that way, because I'd rather have thousands and thousands and thousands of God's people all locking arms saying, we're going to do our part.
That's right.
And for you, that may be a $30 gift. That's great. We can use that. And a $50 gift or $100, or maybe it's $30 a month. Maybe you stretch a little bit and it's a $500 gift. There's some folks out there listening, though, right now that have been blessed with a bit more.
Yeah.
And they could do that $5,000 or $10,000 gift just as easy as $50 or $100. So what is your part? That's all we're asking today. Perhaps you ask the Lord right now and then respond and be a part of our spring share when you call 877-616-2396. Folks, we need you this hour. Would you get on board right now at AFR.net?
And it's a blessing when you give. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
really
I know
is.
I feel that way. When I donate to AFR, I donate to any other ministry that I know is making a difference. You're blessing, you know, I'm blessing them with the dollars, but man, I get blessed as a result of that. And I know all these folks that we're talking about that are calling in, they're going to be blessed as a result of that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And my grandfather, he said early on, the reason he started the radio network, American Family Radio, in 1991 is because he wanted to own the microphone. And that's what we still have going today. We own the microphone.
Yeah.
And it's so important, folks. And when Rob's talking about the diversification of our audience, of our financial supporters, because we have, you know, tens of thousands of families out there that are donating 5, 10, 20 bucks a month, that helps us. We're not beholden to three large donors that can call us and tell us what we can and can't say on the radio network. I mean, it gives us a true sense of independence and accountability to all of these families around this nation that feel the need and the urging to financially support American Family Radio. You can be a part of that. AFR.net, AFR.net, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Rick, it gives us a sense of not just independence, but a sense of confidence that, look, we got thousands of families out there that are financially supporting our work, and that gives us the ability to speak freely and truthfully on this network each and every day.
And you cannot have a free society without free speech and without the ability to speak that truth. You know, the reason America has been 80-85% of the missions around the world for decades and decades is because of that freedom that we have. And when you lose free speech, when you lose civil discourse, you lose the society. And we know, you know, we see all the stories of people being canceled, and we've been there ourselves, right?
Yeah.
I've been in Facebook jail I don't know how many times since COVID started, and all the other things people kicked off of platforms. That is absolutely happening. That is essentially culture warfare. It's a Marxist tactic that they use to silence the opposition. And so what you're describing right now is it's not just nice. It's not just important. It's vital. I mean, it's literally vital to the health and survival of the country to have these outlets where we can reach people. They can be a part of that network. We can get truth out there, and we can't be stopped or canceled because some left-wing board at a corporation decides they don't like what you said, or what more than likely what I said.
Core. No, seriously, but to your point, Rick, you know, one thing that we've been focusing on is creating kind of an alternative ecosystem. I mean, we've got to be able to, Christians and people of like mind have to be able to create their own companies, create their own banks if they can, you know, create their own you know, cloud services for video hosting. I mean, we've just got to. Yeah. That's why we have, Rob, we have an economy that's based on competition.
Yeah.
And it's and we need to take advantage of that while we can to create competition, create alternative media outlets like American Family Radio, so we can continue broadcasting the truth without fear of cancellation.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what you're supporting, 877-616-2396. You know, I'm struck by the fact that here we are on Founders Day and the ingenuity of your grandfather to say, I'm going to pull all these towers together so I can reach people and control the microphone. But then what's been done by you and your dad and this incredible team here, Walker, to take and build on that now with AFA streaming and with AFA news and the podcast platform and what's happening literally as this message is being broadcast around the world. I mean, we're reaching people in ways that we couldn't have conceived 47 years ago.
Yeah, and we get testimonies from Europe, from Africa, from South America, all around the world. We get testimonies of people that listen to American Family Radio online. People that are even saved overseas just listening to Bible studies and Bible teaching and different talk shows online. So your donation is helping to keep this message on the air, not only in America, but all around the world. And we want you to be a part of it this Wednesday edition of Share-a-thon. Hey, let's go back to our roots. Let's go back to our theme. John 7:38. Jesus says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Speaking of rivers of living water, let's listen to what God is doing with a listener around the nation through AFR.
Hi, this is Jamie from Louisiana. I'm a single mom, raising a teen. And when those teen years hit, I was just feeling so defeated and discouraged. But thankfully, you have programs like Parenting Today's Teen that offered practical resources to put into my hands. That I wasn't being such a failure. Some of this was regular developmental action that teens start coming into, and it just helped me understand things much better. You guys are always a source of light and hope, and I pray that you'll continue to be on those airways, strengthening families. God bless you, AFR.
Wow, a source of light and hope, that single mom says, trying to raise a teenager. And Rick, that story can probably be amplified or multiplied multiple times over around the nation.
Thousands of times.
There are people that need hope. I mean, there are people that are in tough situations in life, whatever they're going through, and they just need a source of truth and hope, and that's what AFR is at times.
All day long, you know, and it's something David Barton taught me a long time ago, to not be one of the 10 spies that came back from the Promised Land and said, it's too hard, Giants are too big, no way we can win, depress the people. And an entire generation had to die in the wilderness. Instead, everybody here at AFR is like Joshua and Caleb. Every program, it's an optimistic, positive outlook. Doesn't mean that we're blind to what's happening with the culture crumbling and those things, but we're all looking around going, hey, there's pieces of rubble. Let's pick that up and rebuild. Let's be like those in Nehemiah. And whether it's the single mom out there or the couple that's trying to figure out, how do I raise my kid in this culture and teach them to love the Lord, or maybe a business that's struggling financially or whatever it is, they get hope every time they tune in to AFR, and it's huge. I have to correct one thing and take some credit away from Walker for a second.
Oh, I love it.
We still got 30 minutes left, Rick. I'm getting the last punch here.
And only because yesterday I was on with Bert and Alex, and don't tell Bert I said this, but he's got a couple of years on us.
Okay.
And he said yesterday, this blew my mind, I had no idea. He said that your grandfather was the one that saw the internet from the beginning as an outlet that we had to go into. That it would open the doors. So I know Rob just gave you and your dad credit, but he said your grandfather saw that way before other radio networks and everything else. And he was like, man, God's telling us to go in that arena. And now here we are. And I think he said that was literally like 30 years ago. When did Al Gore invent the internet? But anyway, look, here we are. We're benefiting from that vision. Yeah. So here we are on Founders Day, man. Thank God for your grandfather seeing that.
But seriously, to your point about that, there's a funny story, and I'll keep it brief, but Buddy Smith, one of our senior vice presidents, in the very early days of the internet, this thing called email came out. and Buddy Smith got him a computer had a computer and was in his office and, you know, trying to figure out this email thing and kind of build him a distribution list, if you will, by just, you know, CCing as many people as you can, which is a big no-no with the spam filters nowadays. But my grandfather kept stopping by and was basically like, you know, Buddy, what are you wasting your time on here? I mean, this internet thing, and then you're talking about email, like I'm sending letters to people and making phone calls, you know, with my landline. And anyway, but my grandfather soon realized that the internet was going to be a primary means of communication in the years ahead. So, yeah, he latched onto that. We began building websites and apps, et cetera. We've been doing so for decades now. And if you want to keep supporting American Family Radio, and maybe, look, I know somebody out there has not even given yet. I know somebody out there, maybe they've been listening for 5 years, but they just never donated. They've never taken that step to invest. Now's your time to show up. 877-616-2396, AFR.net, AFR.net, 877-616-2396. 2396. You know, Rob, there's no telling how many people are out there listening, but just never donated. For whatever reason, they just haven't crossed that line and said, look, I'm going to financially invest in American Family Radio.
Yeah, I mean, probably 70 to 80, maybe 90% of the people listening to us right now enjoy this ministry. They know how vital it is right now at this point in history, and yet they've not gotten on board, perhaps just because they haven't thought to do it. Well, maybe today is that opportunity for you to stop right where you're at and say, you know what? I want to pledge my support. I want to be standing in the gap with you, American Family Radio, and be a part of what's happening here. That's your opportunity. Don't get caught up into this trap of, well, I can't make that $1,000 gift, so my gift doesn't matter. That's just not true. It's going to take all of us together calling 877-616-2396 or going to AFR.net, quick and easy at AFR.net. And, you know, I'm struck by the fact as the money guy that being a great commission partner is a great way to expand your giving, because now all of a sudden I'm giving $30 a month. I build that right into my budget. Next thing I know, I've given $360 over the year. Yeah. So consider becoming a monthly partner when you call right now.
That's right. So call 877-616-2396. And when they answer the phone, tell them, hey, say I want to become a monthly partner. I want to become a great commission partner. They'll check that box, fill out the form for you, get you in our system. Also, you can go online, AFR.net. AFR.net. Right there at the top of the donation form, there's a little button that says make monthly donation. You can check it, and then the gift that you give, $30 or more a month, will become a recurring gift, and that'll really help us out on a budgeting standpoint. If you're watching on streaming.afa.net, streaming.afa.net, Rick Green is modeling
Nicely done, duffel bag.
We've got an AFR duffel bag. Look, he's lifting it up. It's empty, by the way, guys. Don't let him fool you. But this is the first time we've ever done a duffel bag.
I think I'm going to take this with me. I'm flying out tonight.
That's the demo.
So we've got two things. We've got Well, they're both practical. We've got this DVD series called the Impact Series, and yes, it's online as well for those who don't do DVDs anymore. It's called the Impact Series, The Battle in Loudoun County. We're going to send that to you if you become a monthly Great Commission partner, $30 or more. We'll send you the DVD. It's going to be available on streaming.afa.net as well. And then Rick was modeling, if you're watching online, streaming.afa.net. We got the duffel bag, a decent-sized duffel bag you can carry to the gym, to church, to your kids' ball game, to
on
work.
On the plane?
On the plane, put your clothes in there, whatever you want to put in there. AFR duffel bag, we've got that for you. First time we've offered that. So many people, nobody's gotten that before. So you can get that this Share-a-thon by calling 877-616-2396. Bobby?
Yeah, I got a couple of comments on Facebook. I want to thank Autumn Craig. She's thanking Rick for the teaching of the Constitution.
Thanks, Autumn.
She steered many college students to your website to encourage them to build their biblical citizenship.
Awesome. Excellent.
And Dylan McDonald actually donated yesterday during this core hour and says the Lord has continued to bless him. This organization has blessed him as well. So it was an easy decision.
That's great.
That's
great.
Awesome.
You know, hey, I'm sorry.
Walker. Yeah, Bobby, see if you can find something good about me. You know, Walker. I liked Walker's show the other day.
I'm not sure I get that enough time.
It's like 10 in a row positive about Rob and me and nothing about Walker.
He's only got 3 minutes to the break.
I'll log in and comment on the page.
He's texting Wesley right now. Says, hey, would you send him? No, you know, I was thinking about
Marty
Rob
says he's going to put a comment in.
Yeah,
for
thanks, Marty. But do it in an alias, like John or something.
I was thinking about what Rob was saying earlier, you know, and all those folks out there that listen and maybe haven't given yet. We're so used to receiving and not giving, right? Whether it's media, radio, whatever.
We're
it is,
a receiving culture.
Yeah, and so you're used to it being there, and we don't realize, hey, it's those donations that make that possible. And it's so cool to be on the giving side of that as well. And you mentioned it earlier, wherever your treasure is, your heart's going to be there. And so, man, just challenging everybody listening right now, switch from being just a receiver and give today as well, and it'll make the receiving all the better and sweeter, and be that cheerful giver.
Yeah, and earlier we were talking about, you know, diversifying our investments, if you will, and diversification from a financial standpoint, but on a content standpoint, Rob, I mean, AFR is very diverse as far as the type of content we're offering. I mean, your show is a financial show mostly. You know, Rick's over here talking about the Constitution. You know, today's issues is hitting the news issues of the day. We've got a newscast. We've got Bible teaching in the evening. We've got parenting shows as well. I mean, we're offering a full range of biblical worldview-centered topics from all different topics that are hitting these issues head-on.
Yeah, and that's necessary, right? So if we're going to be fully formed and mature as believers, shaped by a biblical worldview, impacting our culture and our families and our churches and in the marketplace and showing up at the voting booth, I mean, whatever it is, we're going to need that equipping. Where do we get that? And to your point, Rick, I mean, often we're used to subscribing to these media streams that are coming at us, bringing oftentimes objectionable material, and you're not paying anything for AFR, but it's not going to happen without you, so we need your support.
That's right. Listener supported. That's what we are. Listener supported broadcast ministry of American Family Association. We need you to be a partner with American Family Radio and help us keep everything going strong, all the broadcasts going strong, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We don't take a day off. Our team behind the scenes, they do not take a day off. Zero downtime is our goal, and that's what we uphold each year on AFR. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net. Go over to AFR.net, donate. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I've got three favorite memories of Brother Don. One is as the man he was with the humility of which he served the Lord. The other was Brother Don, the businessman. And then lastly, Brother Don, the minister. When I think of Brother Don, and several days after I was hired to a full-time position, I asked Brother Don, we were in the hallway, and I said, "How do you prefer to be addressed?" Because I'd heard folks call him Mr. Wildman, Reverend Wildman, Dr. Wildman. And so I just said, "You know, what should I call you?" And he said, "Just call me Don." That comes because of the humility that he served with. Brother Don never thought that he was better than anyone else. And he always took time to talk to folks. And so that was one of the things that when I first started, of course, I immediately said I couldn't do that, but I would call him Brother Don, because that's what you called elders in church. So why not a man who was pursuing God's call on him? The second, you know, like I said, is Brother Don, the businessman. Brother Don was the guy who would go around the building turning off lights at 5 o'clock. He was the one who would call me when I worked evenings and reminded me to open cabinet doors so that pipes wouldn't freeze. He was the one who would come in on Monday mornings with a notebook paper folded into squares with notes written in red because he had heard something that he didn't want to forget about that needed adjustment. And so it was really kind of neat to see the way that he did that and the example that he presented with it. And then lastly was Brother Don, the minister. He had enormous amounts of demands on his time, but he always took time for an individual. And he did that for me and my family. We had been here a couple of years and ran into some financial troubles with my family. And so AFA had allowed me to do a couple of small loans and pay them back. And then one day, Brother Don asked me to come into his office. And of course, I thought, this is it. He's going to let me go because I'm more trouble than I'm worth. I was wrong, because instead of firing me, Brother Don invested his time in me. He asked me to do something to help focus on how we were using our money. There was never any judgment. He just said, write everything down. And then for a couple of months, I'd come into his office on Monday morning, and we'd talk about what we had spent and how we had spent it on. Again, there was no judgment. He was just helping me focus on how I could do better. Do I believe in what AFA is doing today? Absolutely. Because I know the mission continues, trying to help families do better.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founder's obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
My name is Joe Watson, Carterville, Illinois, and I'd just like to say thank you during all this time of upheaval when there's so many lies floating through the airwaves and all over the place, that your voice of truth is Spirit of God has really impacted my life. I've been through open heart surgery, fractured my back in two places, and God has healed it all. And I just want to give him the glory and say thank you so much. Keep up the good work. God bless.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of his saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or at pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to our second day of Share-a-thon. Halfway through, we're at the 50% mark on Share-a-thon. We got one more day, but we need you to call in now. Go ahead and take advantage of this time. While you're listening, we've got your attention. You might as well go ahead and donate. That way, tomorrow, you can just sit back and watch all the others donate and kind of finish us up strong. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
Texas, AFR. Where are you?
Net. AFR.net.
Texas, where are you? I'm looking at the top 10 or 15 here. They're all Mississippi, where Louisiana,
did they go?
Arkansas.
Where did Texas go?
We even got Brandon, Mississippi. Let's go.
Yeah.
But there's not enough Texas in there. It's usually dominated by Texas. Walker, what's the problem?
I don't know. Texas, where are you? 877-616-2396. I know we got a pretty good presence in Georgia as well.
Sure.
Rob's from Georgia. So, Rob, we need some Georgia callers, too.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a few on the board. We could use a lot more, and we've only got 15 minutes left in this hour. Would you get on board right now? It's going to take all of us, folks. I need a swarm of people heading to AFR.net. We need dozens coming to 877-616-2396 right now, because we've got volunteers standing by, and I'm just kind of peeking into the room here. And yeah, there's a few on the phone, but a few I think are just twiddling their
I want to see them. You talk about real-time results, folks. You can be a part of real-time results here. We've got at least three people that are doing small talk, not answering a phone in Share-a-thon Central. I want to watch them turn around and have to answer the phone. And then I want to watch Jonathan, our director of radio, have to call in more people because we got the phones full. And help participate in this real-time results. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net. Rick, we've got a total over the last day and a half, 10,960 donations.
Wow.
That equals 10,000 plus families, Rick, that believe in our work.
Man, and that just tells you the depth of the reach across the country and the breadth. I see we make it difficult on the call, the people that are answering the phones right now. Since it's Founders Day, you know, if you're listening right now and you haven't donated, call in right now and give $17.76. Just make it fun.
The year of the founding.
Just make it difficult on the people taking the call.
Or $1,776.
Yeah, that's great. Or $1,776.
That's a good point, Rob. I like the way you think.
That's a very good point. Yes. So there you go, folks. Founders Day, 1776.
There you go. AFR.net is the URL. You can do it there as well. It takes you just a couple minutes. AFR.net or call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We are still continuing strong 40 years later, continuing the work of my grandfather, Don Wildman. And we've actually got, speaking of, products and resources that you as the supporters get to take advantage of each year, we've got a documentary that we're producing, planning to release towards the end of this year, outlining the life and legacy of my grandfather. The full documentary is focused on the legacy and the life of my grandfather, Don Wildman. And it covers 30-plus interviews with individuals all around the nation that were impacted and played a role in what my grandfather did, including the founding of American Family Radio. You can call in and be a part of that, 877-616-2396. AFR.net is that URL.
I was going to say about, earlier we were talking about just the investment, the good stewardship of our dollars. One of the things we didn't mention is just kind of how you spend your money, organizations that you spend your money with, because this was something your dad really pioneered in many ways, even with the Christmas naughty and nice stuff and everything else, just choosing companies wisely that you spend your money with. It made me a lot more cognizant just bringing attention to those things. But it's the same way with your donation dollars, right? We all have a certain amount of money, hopefully hopefully that we're giving to some charitable organization, certainly to our local church for sure, investing there. But on top of that, you know, the church has a lot of different hands and feet, and mostly the core church these days does not do all of the things in ministry that they probably should be doing. But then you have parachurch ministries like American Family Association that is very much a ministry and an opportunity to give. So you are quite literally investing your dollars wisely, spending your donation dollars wisely when you give today. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And it's not just radio that you're donating for. It's all the different ministries you don't even hear about a lot that the Wildman family and American Family help seed new ministries sometimes that need help getting off the ground and getting started. Or ministries like Patriot Academy. We've been around 23 years. When we have a need or we have a new thing going on, I can pick up the phone and call Walker and say, hey, man, can you guys help us with that? And they always do. And that's because of you that are listening right now. Because you donate, it allows all these different ministries that are involved in, I mean, they're involved in media, they're involved in politics, they're involved in churches, they're involved in meeting the needs of the hungry and the homeless and all of these different things. When you donate today, it's not just so we can smack our gums on radio. Absolutely. and jaw all day. It's so that we can actually touch people's lives.
Yeah, and you know, Rob, it's one thing I've been kind of convicted of the last few years is that we need to have the body of Christ in America, and especially these ministries around the nation, we need to have a team mentality. It's easy to let our flesh take over and we get a little bit turfy and territorial and no, I don't want Rick on my, you know, network because he's got his own ministry and he's doing something similar. But we can't be like that if we want to succeed from an eternal and ministry standpoint and a mission standpoint. We really got to view this whole effort to reclaim and teach biblical truth in America as a team effort. We've all got our own part.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the story, as you know, Walker, of the partnership between Faith and Finance and American Family Radio. AFR says, listen, we need to equip, alongside all these other topics, God's people to handle their finances from a biblical worldview, to steward that money well. And let's partner with Faith and Finance, who's, you know, got a program. We've got a platform and a broadcast ministry, and let's work together. And, you know, that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
It should, but it doesn't. And yet it does here, because we know the prize is ultimately God's people being equipped fully to stand before him and hear, well done, good and faithful servant, and be active members in their churches and their community, and certainly handling their resources well. So that's what you're giving to when you give to American Family Radio and the American Family Association. The question is, what is your part? And then respond. 877-616-2396. Or if it's easier for you, just click in, perhaps on your smartphone right now, AFR.net.
Yeah, we've got Martha from Water Valley, Mississippi, Dot from Taylorsville, North Carolina, Sarah from Bella Vista, Arkansas, and kudos to James in Del Rio, Texas, giving Rick a little shout out there.
And Linda in Montgomery, Texas. I'm just going to go down and read all the Texas.
Yeah, you must have. You filtered.
Linda in China Spring, Texas.
You filtered.
We got Barbara in Conroe, Texas. We got Terrence in Georgetown, Texas. Okay, there's other people.
I know
too.
What you did. Yeah. You filtered by Texas.
That's
only.
It. It's all Texas now.
A little bit of bias there built in. That's okay, though. Just like big tech, you know, a little bias here
right.
and there.
That's right.
Hey, Bobby, speaking of a little bias, you had a little something for me over there?
I do. I filtered Facebook. As a matter of fact, strictly on Walker's commentaries
and everything pro Walker.
My sweet bride has said, Walker does a great job. Every day.
That's good stuff.
And then we heard from this huge conglomerate, MTS Creative Services.
Wow.
All the hosts did such a good job today. But especially Walker.
So I didn't pay Denise for that compliment, and hers is the most important, but I did pay Marty. I did bribe Marty for that comment. No, appreciate that, Bobby. Appreciate you coming in for the save.
Absolutely.
There.
Hey, I know we said we probably weren't going to bring attention to this, but hats off to EW.
Mm.
We got totally demolished in a good way.
Yeah.
In a really good way. You know, yesterday we were what's that? Pride comes before the fall, right,
yeah,
Walker? I mean, we just have
came.
To do our. We got to just go ahead and do it. We got to admit, we got demolished.
We
so
did.
Yesterday, we won.
You mean provide some numbers on this?
Yeah,
Rob, this is crazy.
We were so
it
proud
really
of the
is.
Numbers we had yesterday.
I know.
So proud of
too
that.
Too proud.
Yep. Too proud.
We got to bring it down, Rick. Hey, seriously, E.W. Jackson last hour, and Fred Jackson, by the way, and no, they're not related. At the 12 p.m. hour, 836 calls.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
$95,000, Rob, that may be a Share-a-thon history marker.
That's amazing.
I've seen 400 and 500 calls an hour. I've never seen 900 calls
an hour.
Well,
we're giving a duffel bag away. I'm just wondering what they were giving away. What are they holding back for us?
A timeshare.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were giving away a timeshare or some kind of gold coin or something. You know,
you've still got 6 minutes to help us save face, folks. So yeah. There's still an opportunity.
Yeah, if there's
can we
some...
at least get to like 25% of what they did? Or
yeah, look, hey, there may be somebody out there that's got $50,000. Seriously. That's got $75,000. Maybe they're, you know, extremely blessed, and they're in a position to donate. There are people out there like that that can do it. And so if you want to be that person to help us get over the finish line and really perform a miracle here, you can call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net, AFR.net. Well, this is the proof, guys, that this is a team effort.
Yeah, amen.
Truly is a team effort.
And you know, we talked about the people that had not ever given and been listening for a long time, and maybe today was their first time to give. Shout out to those who have been giving regularly for years and years. You know, some folks just they stick with you over the decades sometimes.
Yeah,
and so
that
to
adds
folks
up.
Out there, thank you for that. Every month, or even if you're doing it once a year, you've been faithful, and we appreciate you very much.
Yeah, for sure. We've got over 10,000 Great Commission partners. Those are 10,000 people who've said, look, I'll donate 15, 20, 30 bucks a month to the support, to the work of American Family Radio. So we need to add to that. If you want to become a Great Commission partner, donate monthly. Go ahead and call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net. Click the monthly donation tab, and you can become a Great Commission partner. Donate $30 or more a month. We'll send you the duffel bag and this Impact Series, The Battle in Loudoun County.
Yeah, that's right. And this is really important work, folks. So as Rick said, from the bottom of our hearts, we're incredibly grateful for your support. It's meaningful. It's changing lives. We're going to exercise incredible stewardship over this money. And that's going all the way back to Don Wildman. The legacy that is American Family Association continues to this day. ECFA. Endorsed and with complete transparency and a great stewardship, we're going to take your funds and use them for the advancement of the gospel. So thank you.
No yeah. more. I'm sorry, Walker.
No, you got it.
I was just going to say, no more important time than now, too, man.
That's
I mean,
right.
this is a we're at an inflection point in America's history. We're at a point where we're teetering between liberty and tyranny. You know, we could fall either way, and I don't know what God's got in store, but I know we've got a duty and responsibility to do our best to push it back to liberty and not let it fall into tyranny. And so everything that AFR is doing, everything that American Family Association is doing, is part of that kind of shoulder pushing in to get the culture going back in the right direction. So your investment right now is maybe, you know, I don't want to be theatrical about it, but more important than ever. I mean, I know in my lifetime I haven't seen the culture in such despair or at such risk. There's nothing new under the sun. I'm not trying to overblow it, but we all know there are real issues right now with the state of affairs in our country and the lack of morality in our country. And so just as Rob was talking about earlier, I mean, I'm teaching a biblical worldview about everything in our life, how we spend our money, how we raise our kids, how we take care of our property. All of that has never been more important. We've got a big, big job to do. And this is going to be a generational fight. This is not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
We're not going to change this in one day or 1 week or a year. And so these donations that you're giving today, that's an investment that we will then turn around and use for years and years to come to turn the culture around. So it's just a really important time to give.
Yeah, and there's a saying out there, I'm not sure who to attribute it to, but it basically says, you know, in times of peace, prepare for war. In times of war, prepare for peace. And in a spiritual sense, that's what we're doing here. I mean, we're in a battle. There's no doubt about it. We're in a spiritual battle in this nation, around the country. Our families are in spiritual battles each and every day. And we look at statistics and we look at reports and surveys and we see a consistent drift in the wrong direction towards ungodliness. But folks, I can assure you, if we will continue to labor and give it all we have and petition the Lord to have favor on our nation and give our nation a spiritual reprieve, we could possibly in our lifetime in the next 20, 30 years begin to see this drift go back in the other direction.
That's right.
I mean, we could begin seeing reports and surveys of people valuing family, valuing biblical stewardship, valuing hard work. You know, valuing multiple children, not just having one or two children, but, hey, let's have 4, 5, 6 children. All these things could begin to be a dominant value in America if we continue to labor. So we've got to be faithful. We got to fight, and we got to fight for our nation and for our children. And you know one thing, guys? And when I get to the end of my life on this earth, whenever that time may be, I don't want there to be any question, any doubt about did I do anything, did I do everything that I could to ensure that my children and grandchildren have a good, valuable, prosperous, liberty-loving nation Amen. To grow up in.
That's right. Amen. You know, Benjamin Rush said to spend and be spent. Mm. And that's literally what we're doing. And a lot of people in America have had enough of the quail. They've eaten and eaten and eaten. And they're saying there's got to be a better way. They're looking for answers like we've got. You talked about earlier having an outlet that we can control and the left can't cancel.
Yeah.
The left controls so many institutions in America. Not this one. Not American yeah. Family Radio. This is going to be a voice of truth for years to come.
Yeah. Yes. We want you to be a part of it, folks. We want you to invest in the work of American Family Radio. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. AFR.net. Appreciate it, Rob.
Great to be with you guys. Enjoyed it.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Glad you came on,
hey,
man.
Enjoyed it, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, folks. AFR.net. AFR.net. 877-616-2396. We'll see you tomorrow.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.